Bank of America admits mistakes, but the foreclosures will go on.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Bank of America is resuming foreclosures in almost two dozen states this week, but at the same time, the bank is admitting that it has found some mistakes in its foreclosure paperwork. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer is covering this story for us this morning, and she joins us now live from Washington. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, what kind of errors is Bank of America admitting to?
Well, B of A says it's found misspelled names, incorrect data, things like a lack of signatures and files that are missing. A number was missing on an address. Jeremy, you remember the banks stopped, this bank stopped foreclosures nationwide
right.
after discovering problems with paperwork. Well, now it says it's resuming foreclosures in 23 states. And the bank says these problems are correctable. Guy Sakala publishes Inside Mortgage Finance, and he told me the bank, he believes the bank when it says no foreclosures were done in error.
You know, the average person is more than a year and a half in default on a mortgage, and when it comes down to what a mortgage contract is, agreeing to pay your mortgage. So in 99 out of 100 cases, the mortgage servicer has the right to foreclose on you.
Now, Nancy, Bank of America is the nation's largest administrator of mortgages, but it's not the only one that's had problems with paperwork. Other banks have admitted mistakes, or at least have made mistakes, many say. What are the other banks doing on this issue?
Jeremy, they're all watching to see what Bank of America will do. And they all seem to be saying these mistakes will be corrected. They say they have the right to foreclose because people did not pay their mortgages, and the foreclosures will proceed.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer in Washington. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, today in Chicago, the U.S. Department of Agriculture holds an annual meeting with traders who rely on the agency's crop reports. And some of those traders aren't too pleased with the accuracy of the reports they've been getting lately, as Marketplace's Eve Tro explains.
In September, the USDA said we'd drown in corn this year. This month it said, oops, the harvest won't be so big.
The largest on record decrease, almost incomprehensible move from September to October, really without much cause.
Agriculture analyst Darren Newsom says the price of corn jumped after that dismal report. Now investors want more reliable numbers from the USDA, but Newsom doubts the agency can deliver.
USDA says, well, look, we were never intended to be the driving force in the market. We were there to provide an objective view.
Corn's become a hot commodity, but the market is volatile. And he says stodgy government reports are part of the problem.
We're talking about so much more money than we used to that the information has to be available right then. It can't be found faulty, or at least to this degree.
So Newsom says firms that track crops will start building their own tools. I'm Eve Trout for Marketplace.
And let's check the world stock markets. European markets are higher at this hour, up about 0.5% on average across the continent. Asian markets are mixed. And on Wall Street Friday, the Dow fell 14 points to close at 11,132.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. By The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at The Economist online. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE.
The midterm elections are a week away, and as just about every political ad on TV will remind you, a good job can be tough to find these days. All this week, we're looking at the sustainability of jobs. Some have much better outlooks than others. Today, Marketplace's Adrian Hill checks out a career that's growing almost as fast as its little clients.
Okay, everyone, stand up. It's time to exercise. Everyone say exercise.
Dan the Man Levy is helping 3- and 4-year-olds get fit.
Warm up your muscles. Run. Who's the fastest?
Watching these awkward little kids trying to get their bodies to jump and stretch, and how adoring their parents are, is really very sweet.
That was amazing. Did you see that? That was amazing.
Mom Betsy Chassie and Dad Gordy Grabelny beam as their 3-year-old son Max balances and does a flip with the help of Dan the Man. They signed Max up to help get him busy and play with other kids. Dan the Man Levy says parents bring kids to his class for all sorts of reasons.
A lot of times their kids are shy. A lot of times their kids are uncoordinated, or they just want to give them, like I said, an experience where it's a fun exercise lifestyle.
Healthier kids also, hopefully, become healthier adults. Training Tykes to Tumble has been good for Levy. He started his business 8 years ago as a mobile gym that took fitness classes to school. About 4 years ago, he got his own space in Los Angeles.
Increasingly, parents are hiring personal trainers for their children, and the number of weight training gyms for children is expected to continue to grow.
Roger Moncarz is an economist with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The kiddie fitness trend isn't just an upper crust concern. Some family-oriented gyms, like YMCAs, are adding fitness classes for little ones. Moncarz estimates jobs for fitness instructors that pay about $30,000 a year will jump by nearly a third over the next decade. That's a faster rate than many jobs in the expanding service sector.
Not just the adults who are concerned and have the New Year's resolutions to get in shape. They're trying to kind of impart that wisdom and those values on the children as well.
Adults are also looking to exercise to stay healthy, minimize their health care costs, and improve their, shall we say, bottom line. Too bad getting in shape can't always be this fun.
Go find your square and jump on it!
I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, just a few days after Starbucks started selling alcohol in some stores, the company is rolling out a new mobile pay program in New York. So no need to carry money. Customers will be able to pay for their Grande Startinis by calling up a barcode on their smartphones. And then I guess they'll be able to send drunken text messages about it, all from the comfort of their own phone. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The recession has a lot of people going back to school. They've just had enough of scraping by.
Not only what I do, but my husband, who's a carpenter, has had low work. And I just want to find something so we can be sustained.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, aiming for the middle class in an hourglass economy. Today's business news and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.